I find this whole thing fascinating because to me, this just reinforces that TFC is, I mean, it's almost like they're the, you know, the special child of MLSE, that they're being treated differently. There's this desire, I think, to keep the fan base happy, and it's good. I'm not running it down, but I find this whole process fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. And quite frankly, had Carlisle and Loicki met Leaf fans, that would have been amazing.
It would have been great, wouldn't it?
It'd be fantastic.
Put the beer down, boys. I got Randy Carlisle coming up to sit next to you.
Well, imagine Ron Wilson the year before. Wow.
Well, that'd be good. He wouldn't have made it out of the bar.
No, I don't think so. I have to be said, you know, I think Loicki understands the football culture. Mm-hmm. And the soccer culture is just different to other sports.
So. And I just want to say this, James. I mean, one thing, when we go back to his introductory news conference here, it was pretty clear. I mean, Tim Leiwicki said, I come from basketball. I remember him saying that. But it was also pretty clear that this guy's heart and head is as much in basketball and soccer as it is in hockey, maybe more so.
Yeah. That's right, precisely. And I think he understands how the soccer culture differs to perhaps hockey or basketball or baseball or wherever. It really does. You know, obviously at the Galaxy, he was very successful. He was the man that brought in David Beckham, essentially. So he knows, you know, what fan power can do. And, you know, the football culture in Europe is the fans do have a big say. In fact, there are numerous clubs in Italy, for example, where the ultras have the final say. You know, they have the all power. You know, they mm-hmm. have the ear very much of the chairman, for example. So it's not quite that extent here, of course. But I think TFC understand what they had here. And that was an incredible story, an incredible fan base who loved that team and support that team no matter what. But now, in recent years, we've seen that fan support dwindle somewhat. And it's because of results in the field. But I'm pretty sure that these fans will come back with success. And Loicki certainly seems to be the man to put that success in motion. I tell you, the second he was hired, I did wonder about Kevin Payne, because the two men's philosophies vary so differently on football, how to build a team. Mm-hmm. When Payne came aboard in November, he was just all about, listen, it's a long-term fix. We're going to build from the ground up here. We're not going to get that big-name star veteran from Europe. We're not going to do that. In fact, he was skating towards that whole philosophy. That's not how you build a team. You get a younger guy, perhaps in South America, who will give you a few years rather than 1 or 2 years. In comes Tim Leiwicki, who's proven that's how you can do it, and he believes brand is almost as important as performance on the field. And, you know, the two men obviously had an issue there where it just didn't gel. So, you know, it's as much as you can never say it's surprising when TFC make a big change mid-season or during the season. I think we're all somewhat stunned at when it did, but overall, the big picture, I don't think we should be that surprised.
No, and you know what I find interesting, though, because Ryan Nelson, at least publicly, has kind of suggested the same thing. That, you know, look, there's no point in bringing in the big-name designated player until we get a few more parts around him. Now, yet he has apparently survived this purge. To me, that is a reflection, again, of the fact that Tim Leiwicki understands the sport because, you know, this team's not going to the playoffs. The record's not that good. But, you know, and they still let in late goals. But I just think there is more of a sense of on-field organization with this team under Ryan than I've seen in a long time. That doesn't mean they're winning games. But there's a sense of organization out there now.
There's no doubt. And, you know, give Kevin Payne credit for that. He chose Ryan Nelson. You know, he saw this guy during his time back in MLS, you know, years ago. This guy is a future coach in this league, and, you know, he's learning as he goes. It's his first job. There's a bit of a mess when he was first hired because he was already under contract at QPR as a player. Mm-hmm. But you're right, this team is playing far more organized football this year. They're in most games. You know, if you look at the score lines, they don't lose by more than one goal very often. In fact, it's very rare, in fact, that they do. So defensively, they're far better, but they still have that propensity to concede the late goal. And who knows what that is? It's some curse from the Mo Johnson era, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, very much an organized team. And he's a young coach who obviously is playing the game, you know, with the executive level management as well, pretty well. So why not stay with him? That being said, it's the old adage, when you get the new guy in charge, be it a GM or a president or both, does he want to bring in his own guy? You know, and it really should come down to that man's choice, quite frankly, whoever that is. And I think that brings up a topic in itself as well, Jeff. You know, do they bring in a president and a GM, of course? Because a year ago, we're saying they have to get a president. Mm-hmm. They have to get a football man in this organization. Well, they did that, and it didn't work out. Now, Leiwicki is involved, who is apparently a bit of a football man, maybe he just goes out and gets the GM and says, just worry about, you know, assembling this team rather than the big picture.
James Sharman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I mean, this team's tried a bunch of things. It's had, you know, it's gone, let's get a guy from Europe. Let's get a guy as a bit of a name. Let's get a guy with the track record or a background of player development in the Netherlands. I mean, the whole Johan Cruyff, boy. Pardon me. The whole Jurgen Klinsmann experience,
which was kind of like
a bad acid trip.
Wasn't that great?
It was like a bad sports acid trip, to be honest. But I mean, they've done almost everything. What do you think? What do you think that Tim Lewicki does now? Does he get a bright young executive who can work with Ryan Nelson, or where do you think he'll go to fill that position?
Well, you look at his MO so far, you know, with the Leafs and the Raptors, and he likes the young, dynamic executive, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, he stuck with Nonis, but he got in the young, dynamic executive from the NBA, obviously.
Right.
So that seems to be the way he's going. And I think in MLS, you do need someone that knows the league. I really believe that. From a president level, perhaps not so much. You need a guy that has contacts and knows the game very well. But from a GM standpoint, it's a very tough league to learn. And there's so many intricacies and so many rules. To get some guy from outside of MLS, it takes him a year to figure out how this league works, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. Ask Aaron Vinter that question, right? It was an absolute nightmare. It really was. So I think you go within the league if it's out there. There's a guy at Real Salt Lake who's being touted right now. I believe out of contract end of this year. Fits the bill. You know, they throw some money at him perhaps. But, you know, we'll see, and how much autonomy will he have. You know, it seems that Lewicki has his goal and his way of doing things and how you build a team. And the guy's, got to buy into that.
Yeah, and you know, boy, it's almost whoever replaces him, he really... he's got to go out and sign somebody. Message here. Here's $25 million. Go and get me a player. Go get me somebody that people know.
That was Kevin Payne's, I think, downfall, right? He promised and promised and promised publicly. We're going to do this. We're going to get our guy, you know, which went against his philosophy to start with. But in comes the new head honcho and Lewicki, and suddenly, yeah, we're going to get this big name. Fans, just have patience. It's going to happen. It didn't happen.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, it didn't happen. Diego Forlán's name is mentioned. And I tell you, listen, I love Diego Forlán. I'm the biggest fan of him, as you'll find. But suddenly he became this global brand overnight. Because he was never a global brand. He had a great World Cup in 2010. He had a really good career with Atlético Madrid and Villarreal. Was an absolute bust at Manchester United. All right, he's a great player. Been very good for this team on the field. But to say that he is, you know, the brand-type player that Lewicki is after, I think is a bit foolish, quite frankly.
James, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. There's never a dull moment with TFC.
I love these guys. They're fantastic.
They are fun.